that might be used in cleaning, washing, and drying dishes.
A wash rag and a dish rag.
Dish rag.
And a dish towel.
And a dish rag you would wash them with.
And a dish towel to dry them.
Okay. What are some terms for different kinds of towels?
Bath.
Yeah, bath towel and
face towel. Yes,
ma'am. If you were thirsty and wanted a drink of water, you might get it from your turn on hot faucet. Okay. Would you have any different names?
No, some people say spigot, but I said faucet.
Okay. And you wouldn't use that word?
No.
Oh, well, now we're talking about the word burst. You might say, today the water pipe. Yesterday, a different one. And several of them this winter have. Would you ever use the term bless?
Okay. I don't think so.
What would you call a large wooden structure, maybe used to have them outside houses to catch rain, has staves or
anything?
Something like a bell, but maybe smaller, that beer might come in. It'd be called a
keg.
Do you have a term for a place where molasses or lard might be displayed in a general store? This is a term that almost nobody is familiar
with. No.
Stand. Have you ever heard that
one? No.
If you want to transfer a liquid from a large container to a smaller one, you would use if somebody is driving a carriage and they want the horses to go faster, they might use a horse.
Yes.
Okay. And when they do this, they will be doing what to the horses? Okay. Do you have a term for a cloth sack that thieves might be?
Cloth sack.
Do you have any different words that you would use for that? Do you have a term for the amount of corn that's milled at one time?
No.
Okay. How about a term for a partial load, of wood?
Hay colored.
Okay.
Colored.
What would you call an amount that could be carried at one time by hand? Say wood, the amount you can carry by hand at one time.
Would you call that a load? No, you wouldn't. I don't know what you call it or not. I've done it.
Well, I was thinking, would you say arm load or
arm load?
Or arm full?
I said arm load.
Arm load. You might put dirty clothes in the okay. And on a wash day, when you're washing your clothes, what do you use to move them around?
I don't know.
Would you ever use the word clothes basket?
Yeah.
Or laundry basket?
Yeah, either
clothes,
one.
Either one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you wouldn't make a difference between them.
I don't think so.
Do you have a term for it? Children used to, with sticks, roll round objects down the road. What would you call those objects?
It'll mean a wheel.
Usually it's just the